I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is brought to you this week by Dyne.com.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time for another Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, Netcast. I was distracted momentarily there because I wanted to make sure my microphone was plugged in. It wouldn't do me any good to be talking to you if there was no microphone. I'd just be flapping my gums, and you'd be sitting there going, "What?" Oh, well. I've been experimenting further. You remember the Great Experiment Edition? Yes, well, I've been further experimenting. And I'm getting pretty doggone close to good. Yes. You know, great is what we aspire to, but good will do. Okay. We are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon. Indeed. So, we've got stuff for you. Yes, we do. This week, as a matter of fact, it was on February 26th. And that was, February 26th sounds funny when you say it. At least it does to me. Anyway, IE10 was released. Now, not the beta or anything like that. The real official IE10. And so, there goes the phone again. What is it about Saturday mornings and phones? Have you noticed that the last few episodes we've had, when I start recording, the phone rings? What's the matter with you people? I think you're actually doing this on purpose. I think what it is that you know that I record on Saturday mornings, and so you wait all week long. I don't get any calls all week long. And then on Saturday morning, you say, "Ha, ha, ha, we're going to call him." Well, it won't do you any good because I ain't going to answer it. So there. Boy, that was a rant. Anyway, IE10, yes. So what I said, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to download IE10. I'm going to try it and see if it sucks less than all the other Internet Explorers that have existed previously. And guess what? It still sucks. Of course it does. It's Internet Explorer. It's Microsoft. What can you say? They were supposed to support HTML5 in this edition, actually in previous editions, and they didn't do that very well. And this time they really didn't do it very well because when you go to the drbill.tv site, which of course is www.drbill.tv, the blog upon which this video is based, if you go to that site, I have HTML5 video embedded in the page. Now, the source of that video is coming from the cloud, because I'm just a cloudy kind of guy, you know what I'm saying? A cloud engineer. So, I, of course, put my video out in the cloud. Well, Microsoft said, invalid file location. Microsoft, hello? The cloud is where it's at. You've been trying to become a cloud computing company. If you refuse to let your browser play video that is based in the cloud, then you have a problem. You know what I'm saying? Yeesh. So anyway, fooey on it. Use a real browser. I went to the same page with the same video and tried it with Opera and Mozilla Firefox. Sorry about that, Mozilla. And Google Chrome. And of course, they worked perfectly. No problem whatsoever. Microsoft, fail. Just saying. Alrighty then. Next item. Time Warner thinks you don't want gigabit internet. Seriously. They were reacting to a question that was asked about, you know, what is the impact of Google Fiber, their test that they're running in Kansas City. Google has put down actual fiber optic cable, and they're running like gigabit internet to people's homes and basically saying, tell us what you think. And of course, people are going, dude, of course they are. And so they asked Time Warner. Time Warner's chief financial officer, Irene Esteves, said, we're in the business of delivering what customers want and to stay a little ahead of what they think they will want. She said when asked about the breakneck internet speeds delivered by Google's Young Kansas City network, we just don't see the need of delivering that to customers. Esteves seems to think that business customers are more likely to need that level of throughput and notes that Time Warner is already competitive. We're already delivering 1 gigabit, 10 gigabit per second to our business customers, so we're perfectly capable of doing it. But only a small fraction of ordinary humans, okay, I added that part, ultimately choose those options. Yeah. Well, more people would if it was generally available and you didn't have to pay through the nose, you know what I'm saying? Just for the record, I want it. Yes. Give me gigabit internet. And I would be a very, very happy individual. Yes. Okay, tell you what. Let's talk about our wonderful sponsor, Dyne.com, D-Y-N.com. Now, Dyne.com, you may say, who is Dyne.com? They are an awesome company that provides managed DNS services to your small business. I don't care if you're a one-man operation. If you've got a small business and you need managed DNS, you say, what good is managed DNS? Well, I'll tell you. Managed DNS allows you to have superior uptime, superior throughput on your websites. And that's what it's all about if you're doing business on the web. You've got to have a fast website. Your load times have to be zippy. You know what I'm saying? So you need managed DNS. And email, come on. These days, business is all about email. And I'm talking about sending email to large lists of people. Now, not spamming anybody, but if you've got a large customer base and they have opted in, you want to be able to send them email. Well, there's not a lot of good ways to do that, but Dyne, D-Y-N.com has an awesome email delivery system. All of these services are available through DYN.com. And if you use the special code word podcast30, as the banner here says, you go to that particular website, dyn.com/podcast30, and you use that, you will get 30% off your engagement with them, your purchase of managed services. Now, that is awesome. It's a great deal, and you need to take advantage of it. dyn.com. Alrighty, our next item here. The Raspberry Pi is 1 year old. Dude, hardly seems possible that it's a full year old. But I'm telling you, the Raspberry Pi folks, they had no idea how powerful and popular this thing was going to be. People are jazzed about the Raspberry Pi. I still want one to play with. Just saying. Hadn't got one yet, but I plan to. It is a credit card-sized ARM-based computer. It was released on February 29, 2012, and can be purchased for $25 or $35, depending on the model. In a blog post titled, Happy Birthday to Us, the Foundation Community Manager Liz Upton wrote that today, that is February 29th, on that day, is as near as we can get to the anniversary date. We launched on a leap day last year. We're going to have a really great party in 2016. Another leap day. So, Raspberry Pi, a full year old. Dude, whoa! Zowie, Fred. Thank you for waking me up. I wasn't asleep. Yes, that drum roll is telling us it's time for the Geek Software of the Week. Geek Software of the Week this week is Unet Bootin. Now, that is not a Russian, a Russian piece of software as far as I know. No, Unet Bootin is a methodology to create USB boot drives of popular Linux distributions. Yes. Unet Bootin allows you to create bootable live USB drives for Ubuntu, Fedora, and other Linux distributions without burning a CD. It runs on Windows, Linux, and OS X. That is the boot creator software. The Unet Bootin software runs on all of those platforms. So you can build you a USB live stick. Oh goodness. And use it to do stuff. Like, boot into a system that has been squirreled up by malware and get rid of things or save off data before you rebuild it or any number of good things that you can do. Yes. So this week's Geek Software of the Week is very, very useful. Just saying. Alrighty, Java, this is another one. Java has yet another security issue. Dude, don't you know that Oracle, who owns Java, is going, why us? Because you guys just can't get it together on the security front. You know what I'm saying? Wow. This was another zero-day security issue. Now, of course, a zero-day security issue means that it was out in the wild and there were no patches whatsoever for it. It was just there, and it was damaging things. The security flaw, if triggered, leads to an arbitrary memory read-write in the Java virtual machine. Darian Kainvand and Vichong Lin, two researchers at FireEye, wrote on the FireEye Malware Intelligence Lab blog Thursday of this week. If successful, the attack code downloads a MCRAT dropper. That sounds ugly, doesn't it? I kid you not. MCRAT MCRAT dropper, an information-stealing Trojan onto the victim's computer. It is a different type of flaw than some of the others we've seen recently. MCRAT. Well, these people that do these things, they are rats. You know what I'm saying? Yes. All right, next item in the news of the techie world. LibreOffice Professional. LibreOffice is the professional certification. I didn't finish my sentence. Sometimes I do that. Professional certification. You get certified. I myself am certifiable. You knew that. Yes. I've been certified in a great many things. I'm a CIW Master System Administrator, for instance. That sounds impressive, doesn't it? Well, actually, it is quite impressive. It took me a long time to get that. Lots of different tests I had to take for that one. Anyway, and I'm a certified Citrix administrator and a certified VMware professional and a lot of other things. I'm an Improvata engineer and I don't even remember them all. Excuse me. I'm talking too much in dry air. And of course, coughing because of it. But I'm trying to not cough because I do this as live as it can be. And so I don't want to stop and go get a drink of water. Know what I'm saying? Besides, I only have two more items. Surely I can make it. LibreOffice Professional Certification. They're going to have a certified developer certification, a certified migration professional, which is basically taking people from MS Office to LibreOffice. I like that one. I wouldn't mind having that one myself. A certified professional trainer, a certified L1 support professional, and a certified L2 support professional. These are going to be tests that they're going to be putting together, and it's going to be awesome. My throat's getting so dry, I'm going to have to quit. But one more item! Just one more! But wait, this could change everything! This is talking about, you gotta see this video, dude. I'm telling you. You must see the video. Go to the Dr. Bill site, drbill.tv. Play this video about charging your cell phone in 5 seconds. I'm telling you, it's awesome. It is the future. There'll be power. I'm not talking about being power mad. I'm talking about power available for your electronic devices. Ubiquitously. Awesomely. Dude. So, I am going to go drink a very large glass of water. Until next week. Remember that the doctor is out of here.
Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of drbillbailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.